Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about being customer-centered will help you grow in your construction business. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Customers are considered as king of the market. The makers of products produce goods on basis of wants and demands in the market, and the wants and demands are the customers. This means that they have to produce items that are in trend and are liked by people at that time. Though trends keep on changing, so once the trends change, the makers also have to switch to the next trends that's making buzz in the market. They always have to be on their toes to meet the needs and demands of the customers. While they are meeting the needs of the customers, they also need to pay a good deal of attention to the fact that they provide them with extraordinary quality, or else the customer always has a choice and they can move on to the next provider. You will only end up in losing business simply because you did not give much importance to the quality of your product. In the construction domain, the voice of the customer always plays a very crucial role in the growth of your company. They may have the best heavy equipment and may use top-notch materials to build the buildings, but at the end of the day, they also need to check whatever they are constructing. Is it per the wants of the customer, and does it go with the trends of the future or the time? Knowing the purse of the customer is important. For the survival and steady growth of construction companies, it is very important that you first try to learn the purse of the customer. Check what they do not make things better for them. Accordingly, build something that they should not be less than extraordinary. Customers should feel that they got the worth of their money, and you in turn build a reputation from the good work. Getting new business into this domain becomes difficult when you do not have the goodwill back in your company. If you are into building apartments for people to live in, your reputation will speak about you, and therefore people will book the apartments right from the period for the building it starts in the construction mode or getting constructed. You can achieve this reputation only if you read the purse of the customers properly. Next, provide them with a state-of-the-art amenities. When you sell apartments that have state-of-the-art amenities, it sells fast. You can market the apartments in the basis of amenities that you will offer to the general public. Knowing on what you will offer, people will be interested to book your apartments in your building. It also acts as a brilliant marketing strategy that will drive many to go to the apartments constructed by you. You can also charge them for a luxury, but that should not be the most important thing because it's you shouldn't explicit them. You should not exploratory them. You should not be money oriented, but should be more customer centric. You should quote the amount that you give to. Let me repeat. You should quote the amount that gives you your profit. If you try to become greedy, quote higher amount, people will look for someone else in that domain. Begin. Be honest. Build good quality apartments or houses, and they will keep coming back. Again, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340 if you got any questions. Have a blessed day.